朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
让我们真知道 what we shall be， 然后再认识 what we are。 弟兄姊妹，我们里面就会产生一个归回的意愿。
We have to first know what we should be, and then when we realize what we are exactly now, then we will have this desire to return.
弟兄姊妹，起初都不是这样。
At the beginning was not so.
神儿女们不应该活得这么辛苦。
We shouldn't live so miserably.
神儿女们不应该在难处面前这么容易的就投降就倒下来。
We shouldn't surrender so easily in front of hardships.
教会不应该这么软弱，应该更丰富，更刚强。
And church shouldn't be so weak. We should be stronger and richer.
神家的见证应该更荣美的，弟兄姊妹。
And our testimony should be even more glorious.
所以我们求神帮助我们一起起来来看神所要的是什么。
May the Lord help us, we get to see what God desires of us.
看我们应该有的情形是什么。
And to see the condition that we should be in.
而让我们起来成为一个归回的子。
So we become a people of returning.
让我们不再像那个浪子一样从神面前蒙爱蒙福的光景中被掳了。
So that we no longer be like that prodigal son that we're captured from being loved and blessed by God.
我们能够回到跟神之间那个对的爱的关系里面。
We will return back to this loving relationship with God.
让我们也不再从人类尊贵的地位和价值中被掳去。
And we're no longer being captured from this honorable position of mankind.
任凭仇敌在这里羞辱我们。
And we let enemy shame us freely.
而让我们重新回到神儿子的尊贵和自由里。
That we'll come back to the glorious freedom of Son of God.
就像保罗说的，我凡事都可行，我总不受他辖制。
So that we can proclaim just like Paul did that I can do anything but I'm not bound by anything.
他是一个这么尊贵这么自由的人。
Because he's a noble and a free person.
他是一个这么超越的一个生命在他里面。
And he has this transcendent life, surpassing life.
神可以把他放在贫穷的里面，他极其贫穷，但是他在贫穷中得胜，超越。
He can be put in poverty and then he still can overcome.
神可以把他放在富足的里面，他极其富足，但弟兄姊妹，富有没有 damage 他。
God can give him wealth and the wealth will not damage him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个自由超越尊贵的生命在他里面。
And that is because he has this life of being free.
而让我们从神圣受造的目的里面，我们做一个归回的。
And we also have to return back.To this glorious purpose of God's creation.
神在我们身上的旨意跟计划太伟大了，弟兄姊妹。
Because God's will for us are so great.
我们一定要来认识并且活在其中。
We have to know and we have to live by it.
弟兄姊妹，每次看见这个世界的堕落，我们心里面都会揪痛。
Every time we see the fall of mankind in the world, how it grieves our hearts.
什么可怕的事情都有。
All kinds of corruptions.
利未记十八章，这是三千多年前。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 18,
主就已经警告神的百姓进到迦南地的时候，你们要小心了。
3,000 years ago, God already warned his people, be watchful and be careful when you enter into the land of Canaan.
那时候迦南地的人到处行淫乱。
Because at that time, adultery was spread out throughout the land.
同性恋，家人之间的乱伦。
Homosexuality and incest.
然后人跟动物行淫乱。
And a man will have sex with animals.
弟兄姊妹，这是3400年前、4500年前的人类。
And this happened 3,500 years ago.
堕落到一个地步，说连地都要把人给吐出来。
Man felt so bad that the earth wanted to spit out man.
今天这个时代不知道堕落成什么样。
And we don't know how much worse we have become.
弟兄姊妹，我们都活在好像一个被保护的环境里面，我们看不到这些东西。
We might be living in a protected environment that we don't see all of these.
我们真的要需要回到神造人那个荣耀尊贵的地位。
We have to return back to the position, the glorious position that God has put in us.
他要把他儿子的生命放在我们里面，叫我们活出他的荣美。
He has placed the life of Son of God in us so that we can live a glorious life.
弟兄姊妹，太伟大的恩典。
What a great salvation we have.
太荣耀的使命。
What a glorious mission that we have.
太尊贵的地位。
What an honorable position we have obtained.
我们成了一个成双神生命的新造主。
We become a new creation to obtain God's blessing.
居然败坏的人居然跟神圣的性情有份，借着他儿子的救赎。
Through the salvation of his son, this corrupted man can partake in God's divine nature.
所以弟兄姊妹，神一路上在旧约里面，在新约里面，神都呼召人做一个归回。
So all the way through Old Testament and New Testament, God is making callings to us to return.
什么时候我们在堕落中醒悟过来，神叫我们做一个归回的人。
Anytime we wake up, we can return.
什么时候我们对神的旨意一下子有了一个认识，神叫我们做一个归回的人。
Anytime we realize God's will, we can return.
什么时候我们受了神爱的感动激励，我们起来做一个归回的人。
Anytime we're moved by God's love, we can return.
就是我们常说的，圣经上有这么多的应许，让我们可以说 anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God because it's promised in the Bible.
因为这是神一贯在旧约在新约里面 神的心意和神的应许。
Because that's God's heart and that's God's promise.
啊，我们实在没有时间去看了啊，在耶利米书，神在这里说，被盗的儿女啊，你们回来吧。
In the book of Jeremiah, God kept crying out, "Oh, backsliding children, come back."
他说，我必不入目看你们，我要神要赦免我们的罪。
I will frown on you no longer, and I will forgive your sins.
他在十四节说到，被盗的儿女回来吧，因为我做你们的丈夫，神要来接纳我们。
God also says, "Return, backsliding children." I am your husband. I will accept you.
而三章二十二节，神说：“被盗的儿女回来吧，我要医治你们被盗的病。”
Jeremiah 3:22 says, "Return, backsliding children. I will heal you of your backsliding."
神宽恕。
God forgives.
神接纳。
Accepts.
神医治。
And He will also heal.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是我们伟大的神。
And that is our great God.
我们一再伤他，一再背叛，但是神都愿意宽恕。
We kept on hurting him, kept on rebelling against him, but he wants to forgive us.
神都愿意用最纯净的爱，像丈夫的爱来接纳我们。
He will accept us with a deep love like a husband.
而他是那位伟大的救主，他说我要医治你们被盗的病。
And he's our great savior. He says, "I will heal you of your backsliding."
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们都成为一个归回的。
Let's be a people of returning.
神在我们每一个人身上要断开一切的锁链。
He will break all the fetters on us.
因为在路加福音第四章，主耶稣来开始进他的 ministry 的时候。
When Jesus began his ministry.
他一开始就说，神用膏膏我。
He says that the Lord has anointed me.
他叫他传福音给贫穷的人听。
To preach gospel to the poor.
底下说的要叫被掳的得释放，受压制的得自由。
So the captives can be set free and the oppressed can receive freedom.
我记得几年前我父亲讲道的时候跟我们讲一个故事啊。
I remember my father once told us a story.
可不可以借用？可以。我父亲说在山东有一个人叫做李正山。
In Shandong, there's this person named 李正山。
他是一个土匪头子，所以人家讲到李正山，就李正山镇山东。
And then he's the leader of a bandit.
他杀人放火，什么坏事都做的。
He has done all kinds of crimes.
那有一次他来到河边，有一个基督徒一个帐篷聚会，正在那里聚会。
One time he went to this gospel meeting in the tent.
他就叫他的喽啰从后面去把里面的基督徒赶出来。
And then,
他在前面要拿刀出来一个要杀一个。
And then he asked his men to surround the place, and then when the Christians come out, he planned to kill them all.
就在他们要做这件事情的时候，他突然一下子整个眼睛黑的，看不到了。
Just about they were doing this, all of a sudden he was blinded.
神主宰的权柄来管理这个人。
Because the sovereignty of God came to discipline him.
突然就大叫，让他的喽啰都来扶着他。
And he just started screaming, and his men came to help.
叫他把他扶到帐篷里面去。
So they took him to the tent.
到了帐篷里面，人家正在聚会，他也不管，就大喊大叫的进去了。
And he kept on screaming, disturbed the meeting.
人家一知道是李正山来，好多人都吓得要死。
And when people heard it was him, they were all scared.
那个神的仆人一下子知道怎么回事，就叫他过来。
But then the servant of God knew, so he asked him to come forward.
就是你一定要悔改。
He says, "You must repent."
你需要认罪。
You must confess.
弟兄姊妹，他那一天在主的面前，他悔改，他认罪。
That day he confessed his sin and he repented.
之后他的眼睛就可以开始恢复了，可以又开始看。
And then he started to see again.
那这个人后来变成一个非常热心到处传道的人。
And later on, he became a very zealous preacher.
父亲说还听过他亲自当面做的见证，讲到就全身衣服都是湿透的，完全用力在那里传福音。
My father has heard his testimony, personal testimony. He would give his all when he preached.
那么他悔改以后，传道人告诉他，你不仅向神悔改，你要向人悔改。
And then the preacher also taught him that not only you have to repent to God, you have to repent to people.
因为他以前不孝得罪他，他父亲气的是上吊死的，为了有这样子的儿子。
His father committed suicide out of anger toward him.
所以他的母亲都不能原谅他。
So his mother could not forgive him.
他信主以后，他回去求他母亲赦免。
After he accepted the Lord, he begged his mother to forgive him.
他母亲刚开始不理他，他就跪在外面跪了几天。
His mother didn't pay attention to him, so he knelt outside of her house for many nights.
所以他的母亲后来也原谅了他。
So finally, his mother forgave him.
因为这边这是一个原来被掳的人。
And this person was in captivity before.
当他愿意真正悔改归向神的时候。
But when he was willing to repent and return back to God,
神赦免他。
God forgave him.
神接纳他。
God accepted him.
神在这里医治他。
God also healed him.
医治他一切被盗的病。
Healed all of his backsliding.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人需要做一个归回的人。
We individuals need to return.
我们整个教会需要做一个归回的。
We as a whole church need to return too.
圣经上两个最清楚归回的例子。
There are two examples of returning in the Bible.
一个讲到路加福音十五章浪子的归回。
One is the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
一个是旧约我们现在要准备开始讲的以色列百姓的归回。
And another is the return of the nation of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们今年的重点都在讲整个教会。
This year we emphasize on the church.
不管是整个教会的归回，或是整个教会的建造，或是整个教会的复兴。
Either the returning or the building up or the revival of the church.
都是从个人的归回，个人在主的面前重新被主建造开始。
All started from individuals.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在这里为了要让弟兄姊妹从我们个人的身上能够更多被神扩大我们的度量和看见。
Therefore, we need the Lord to enlarge our capacity and our vision.
所以我们今年是要讲团体的归回。
This year, we will talk about the returning of a group.
讲到整个教会需要做一个归回的教会。
That our whole church need to return.
重建，我们要讲到整个教会需要被主重建。
And our church need to be rebuilt.
复兴，我们求的是整个教会的复兴，
and we ask,
而不是少数人的复兴。
And we ask the revival for the whole church, not just the minority.
所以弟兄姊妹，路加福音十五章的那个归回是个人的归回。
In Luke chapter 15, it talks about the returning of an individual.
而以色列百姓的归回说到是整个团体的归回。
And the returning of Israel is a corporate return.
虽然都宝贵。
Both are precious.
虽然都重要，都不可以少。
And both are essential, important.
但是弟兄姊妹，个人的归回跟团体的归回。
But then,
它所产生的影响。
But then the differences resulted from these two different kinds of returning.
他所带下来的祝福。
And the blessings it brings about.
他所累积出来的力量。
And also the strength that it brings forth.
他对神所产生的安慰都是没有办法相比。
And then the comforting to God are all very different.
弟兄姊妹，个人团体的归回，它是一个这么大的一个影响的力量。
Because a return, a corporate return can bring out a great influence.
你一个人起来站起来为主做见证。
When one person stand up to testify for God.
跟众人一起起来为主做见证，那是一个不同的局面。
It's very different when a whole group stand up to testify for God.
在五旬节的时候，彼得一站，十一个使徒跟他一起站起来。
So on the day of Pentecost, when Peter stood up, all the other 11 apostles stood with him.
你可以想象那幅图画，十二个使徒一起在主的面前站起来。
Can you imagine the picture when all 12 apostles stood up together?
他们在那里高声为神的儿子做见证。
And they testified for the Son of God together.
那是一个大的力量。
And that is a great power.
他带下的祝福也是大的。
It brings forth great blessing.
他所累积的力量是大的。
And a great power.
我刚才说的一根筷子跟二十根筷子太不一样。
There's just a difference between one chopstick and 20 of them.
而给神带来的喜乐和安慰也是不一样的。
And the joy and comfort to God is also very different.
假如我有十个浪子。
If I have 10 prodigal sons.
他们都离弃我出去漂泊。
They all deserted me, left me.
有一天有一个归回。
One day if one returned.
我心里面会何等的喜乐。
My heart will rejoice.
感谢弟兄姊妹，我在喜乐中我仍旧有遗憾。
But there's still sorrow in my heart.
外面还有酒。
Because there are 9 more out there.
就算有一天我九个浪子都回来。
What if one day 9 of the prodigal sons return?
我的喜乐更大。
My joy will be greater.
但是在我这么大的喜乐中，我仍旧有遗憾。
But among my great joy, there's still sorrow.
因为还有一个在外。
Because there's still one more out there.
还有一个趴在猪堆里面想吃猪吃的豆荚吃不到。
There's still one more fighting for food with the pigs.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个父亲的心会在这个时候完全安息。
There's no father's heart will be completely satisfied and rest.
所以我们要的不是要的教会少数人得胜。
So we do not just want the minority of God's children to overcome.
我们盼望的是我们在座的每一个人都得胜。
We hope that every one of us will overcome.
不是只有少数人归回，我们希望每一个人都归回。
Not just the minorities will return, but every one of us.
弟兄姊妹，浪子的归回重在关系的恢复。
When the prodigal son returns, he restores relationship.
而团体的归回重在见证的恢复。
But when a group of people return, they restore a testimony.
回来以后跟父亲恢复了那个父子爱的关系。
After he comes back, he restored the loving relationship with his father.
弟兄姊妹，团体的归回。
But when the group returns.
重在这里有一个见证要被恢复起。
They restore a testimony.
你看路加福音十五章这两个儿子。
Look at the two sons in Luke chapter 15.
虽然小儿子回来以后。
After the second son returned.
他跟他父亲之间的关系恢复了。
His relationship with his father was restored.
大儿子从来没出去漂泊，他跟他父亲之间关系也是通的。
The first son never left the family. He kept the relationship with his father.
但是他的父亲的心还是没有办法得到满足。
But yet his father's heart was still not satisfied.
因为个别的关系都是通的。
Individually, they have this relationship with their father.
但是合起来的见证却没有。
But they do not have a oneness testimony.
大儿子心里面不服输，里面吃味。
Because the first son was jealous.
他根本一点不喜乐他的弟弟回来。
He did not rejoice of his brother's return.
弟兄姊妹，这仍然没有一个家的见证在哪里。
So there's no testimony of a family.
所以弟兄姊妹，个人的归回说到我们跟神关系的恢复。
So when we say we individually return, we restore the relationship with our father.
而团体的归回是说到我们在这里恢复教会一个见证。
But when we return as a group, we restore the testimony of a church.
这是一个太大的不同。
That is a big difference.
有一个大富翁
there was a wealthy person.
其实也不是大富翁，他有一个老人家，他快去世之前
before he passed away,
他突然想了一个方法
he thought of a way.
他就把他的儿子媳妇通通叫来
so he summoned all his sons and daughter-in-law.
那这几个儿子媳妇天天就在彼此争来争去，都不是很孝顺，也不是很和睦的。
And then these sons and daughter-in-laws, they always fight.
那个老爸爸就告诉他们。
So the old daddy told them.
他拿出了一个宝箱放在他们前。
He brought out a treasure chest before them.
需要两三个人抬出来这么重的宝箱放在他们面前。
And then two or three people had to carry the treasure chest.
把这个宝箱我走了留给你。
And then he says, I leave this treasure chest to you.
我怎么分配给你们都写在里面。
And then in my will, in it, It shows how to distribute the treasure.
我现在不给你们，等我走了以后，你们才可以打开。
Only after I pass away, then you can receive it.
他说我走之前，我会把怎么分配写在里面。
I will write down the instructions to divide the treasure clearly in the box.
哎呦，你知道哈，那些不孝顺的儿子、不孝顺的媳妇都对他好得不得了。
And all of a sudden, all the sons and daughter-in-laws, they're very nice to the father.
哎呀，人参鸡汤啊，什么补都冬虫夏草，什么都来了。
And then they start making nice food, delicious food for the father.
等到那一天，他爸爸终于死了。
And then one day, the father finally passed away.
高兴得不得了，就跑去马上打开那个。
They couldn't wait to open the box.
你们发现，除了他爸爸真正留下的一点积蓄以外，全都是石头。
And then they found out just a little bit of money and a lot of rocks.
那个 money 是他爸爸这一生所剩下的，就那么一点。
And then the money was his lifetime saving, which was not much.
然后那些石头上面放的一个字条，真的是他爸爸留的。
And then on the rock, there's a piece of paper written by their father.
八个字。
There's some instructions.
若非石头，饿死老头。
It says, if not for these rocks, I would have starved a long time ago.
因为他们都可以表现跟他爸爸中间这么好，这么孝敬他。
Because they finally they were nice to their father.
但是彼此之间没有那个合一的见证，没有一家人的感觉。
But still, they did not have this testimony of oneness or a family.
所以我们讲到团体，这是一个大的挑战。
So when we talk about a group, it's a big challenge.
所以前面个人的归回困难在于人的意愿，你愿不愿意回来？
So when an individual returns, the challenge is his willing heart. Are you willing?
团体的归回却是一个大的挑战。
But then for a whole group to return together, that's a big challenge.
这个挑战，这个代价，在于我们要舍己。
And then the price to pay is that we have to lay down ourselves.
没有十字架，不可能有真正合一啊。
Because without the cross, there's no oneness.
教会没有真正的十字架跟舍己，就不可能有属灵的祝福和见证。
Without the cross or the denying of ourselves, there's no true testimony.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们整体要说要做归回的子民，我们整体要得到复兴的时候
，When we as a church want to have a revival and return,
这是一个非常大的挑战。
That is a big challenge.
其中最大的代价在于我们肯不肯舍己。
And the greatest price that we have to pay is to deny ourselves.
你一个人住没有所谓舍己的问题。
When you live by yourself, you do not have to deny yourself.
你爱什么就爱什么，要什么就什么。
You do whatever you want.
你做什么决定也没人来干涉你。
You can make whatever decision you want.
可是团体马上就出问题。
But when you are in the group, then there's a problem.
所以弟兄姊妹，诗篇一百三十三篇第一节说：“弟兄和睦同居。”何等的善，何等的美。
Therefore, Psalm 133, verse 1 says how beautiful it is when brothers live harmoniously together.
如果我们真要体会一下这个教会和睦同居是多么不容易的一件事的话。
If we really want to feel how difficult it is to live harmoniously at church.
我建议我们中间所有的这一两百个弟兄啊，我们哪一天挑一个礼拜我们住在一起，帮弟兄们。
I suggest that all our brothers, only brothers, will live together for a week.
有姊妹一直在点头啊。
Some sister nodded. They say, yeah.
当你发现这一百多个弟兄住在同一个大统府里面的时候。
If you let more than 100 brothers live together in one room.
全人不舒服，我告诉你。
It will be so uncomfortable.
有的人可以七天十天不洗澡的。
Some might not even take a bath the whole night.
所以每天上床的时候，他的袜子臭得不得了。
Maybe they have stinky socks.
有的人可以七天不刷牙的。
Or they might not brush their teeth for 7 days.
睡在你旁边打呼的时候，每一口气出来都是臭气。
And then you have to suffer his stinky breath when he snores.
你平常睡觉门一关，灯一关，安安静静的可以睡个觉。
And then when you sleep by yourself, just turn off the light, you can sleep.
你发现有的弟兄在那里打 cell phone， 有的在那里弹吉他，有人在那里看书，有人在那里聊天。
But what if when you want to sleep, some will be on their cell phone, some will play guitar, or some will talk, chat.
你半夜睡到一半，有人出去上厕所。
Or some might get up at midnight to go to bathroom.
That's me.
That's me.
然后回来蹦一下门一关，所有人都吓醒了。
And then they will slam the door and then wake everybody up.
我不会这样做。
I wouldn't do that to you.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道弟兄和睦同居多难。
You have to know it's so hard to live together with others.
这不过只是生活上的同居就这么困难。
And this is only to live together is already so difficult.
你不要说教会要配搭起来为主做一个荣耀的见证，弟兄姊妹难上加难。
Let alone we want to have this corporate testimony for the Lord is even harder.
你有你的看法，我有我的看法。
You have your opinions and I have mine.
你有你的喜好，我有我的喜好。
You have your preferences and I have mine.
你有你从前教会的背景，我有我从前教会的背景。
And you have your own background, I have mine.
你有你的习惯，我有我的习惯。
You have your habits, I have mine.
弟兄姊妹，弟兄和睦同居，为什么世人说是何等的善，何等的？
That is why it is so good and beautiful that brothers will live harmoniously together.
因为他们在这里都经过了一个大的挑战跟考验，他们舍己。
Because they have all taken on a big challenge to deny themselves.
没有十字架就没有和睦。
Without cross, there's no harmony.
以弗所书第二章是神的儿子是借着十字架废掉的冤仇，将两下合而为一。
Even the Son of God through cross, he strike down the wall between the two.
所以没有十字架，没有真正的和睦。
So without the cross, there's no real harmony.
没有舍己，就不可能有真正的同心。
Without denying of yourself, there's no oneness.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么我们今年要特别强调，我们不要再只注重我们个人？
That's why this year we want to keep on emphasizing that let's no longer just emphasize our own selves.
个人跟神的关系，个人的归回，个人的复兴都很重要，弟兄姊妹，我没有否定他的责任。
Yes, indeed, it is important for individuals to return, to rebuild, and to revive.
但是我们看见神要得到的是团体。
But then God wants to obtain a group, corporately.
团体是一件太伟大的挑战。
And that is a great challenge.
所以个人的归回是源于爱的醒悟，想到说，哎呀，我父亲家里口粮有余，我为什么在这里饿死呢？他就回去了。
When the individual returns, it starts with a wake up call of love. He realized that his father's house has everything.
而团体的归回，在于我们里面使命的催促。
But then for a group to return, there has to be this urge of mission.
而这件事情，个人归回，只要父接纳我们，就完成。
When the individual returns, it is done when the father accepts.
我们刚才已经讲过了，神乐意赦免、接纳和医治。
We already know that God is willing to forgive, to accept, and to heal us.
所以个人的归回很容易完成。
So it is very easy to accomplish when theindividual wants to return.
因为个人的归回最困难的在于我们得罪的对方。
The hardest part for an individual to return is that we have sinned against the others.
只要他肯接纳就解决。
As long as that person we offended is willing to accept us, it's done.
而神这么爱我们，他 always 愿意接纳。
And God loves us so much, He's willing to accept us.
弟兄姊妹，不要把他当作白白的，我们真是要感谢主，这样子一再就接纳。
But please do not take it for granted that he kept on receiving us back.
但是弟兄姊妹，团体的归回。
But for a group to return.
在于使命的完成。
It is done when the mission is completed.
我们不仅仅回来。
Not only that we return.
我们不仅仅个人跟神的关系恢复。
Not only that we restore our individual relationship with our Father.
我们身上带着一个使命。
We also carry a mission with us.
我要跟我的同伴一同来建造。
That we want to build with our brothers and sisters.
我们要重新恢复祭坛。
We want to restore, rebuild the altar.
我们要一起来过奉献的生活。
That we will together sacrifice.
我们要一起来在这里重建圣殿。
And we will rebuild this temple.
我们要一起在这里来侍奉、来敬拜神、尊主为大。
And together we will serve and we will honor God.
我们要一起在这里高举主的圣言、主的话。
And we will extol God's words.
让主的话在我们中间来成为我们圣别生活的条例。
And that God's words will be the principles of our life.
我们在这里一起重建城墙。
And we will rebuild the walls.
能够让仇敌不再这样自由的来伤害我们。
So the enemy can no longer come in and out of our life to hurt us.
让神家有这么清楚的分别界限。
That we can clearly be separated from the world.
所以为什么我们要把许多关于圣经上的教导，我们在神家要把准绳拉出来。
That's why we need to have this plumb line to set everything straight and clear.
因为教会不是社会。
Because a church is not just a social group.
我们是被分别出来归给神的人。
We are separated unto God.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起来一起来接受这个挑战。
Let's all come accept this challenge together.
所以团体归回或是身体的见证，最大的挑战是合一。
The greatest challenge for a corporate return is oneness.
而合一最大的仇敌是个人主义。
And then the biggest opposition to oneness is individuality.
我们都需要十字架更深做工在我们身上。
We need to have the deeper work of the cross on us.
前一阵子我看一个基督教的杂志。
Recently, I read an article in the magazine.
上面有一个1999年在香港他们做的统计。
There's a statistics done in 1999 in Hong Kong.
这是香港教会更新运动他们在香港做的一个普查的一个结果。
And the statistic was done after the movement, renewal movement in Hong Kong.
他们说在香港的这些做教牧同工传道人的
Among all servants of God, preachers, ministers in Hong Kong.
有 45.3% 的传道人他们说他们在五年内他们会不是他们会他们都是在五年内他们就不再做传道人。
45.3% says,They quit their job serving God after 5 years.
换句话说，在五年内就不再当传道人的有1167个人。
And there are about 1,167 people.
其中有32.3% 的人是在两年内就放弃了。
And then among them, 32.2% gave up after 2 years.
然后他们问他们，你们放弃最主要的原因是什么？
And then when they were asked the main reason for their giving up,
最主要的原因是团队不合。
The main reason is there's a division in the group.
让这些传道人没有办法再继续服侍下去。
That they could no longer lead or serve.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在没有要讲是传道人的责任，会众的责任。
We're not here to distinguish the responsibilities of preachers, pastors, or the congregation.
但是我希望我们都在主的面前产生一个共同的一个意识。
But we hope that we have this common understanding.
他知道仇敌一直在这里要破坏神家的合一。
That enemy kept on destroying the oneness at church.
因为合一所产生的力量是大。
Because the power from oneness is great.
因为合一带下的祝福是大的。
And also the blessing of oneness is also great.
因为合一所带下来的见证是更荣耀的。
And the testimony of oneness is even more glorious.
而最后整个仇敌要毁在教会的成熟。
And lastly, the enemy would be totally destroyed when the church is mature.
弟兄们胜过他，因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
The brothers overcome him through the blood of the Lamb and their testimony.
他们那样子在主的面前同心的站在一起，胜过了仇敌。
They stood together in oneness. That's how they overcome the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们都像诗篇126篇的祷告。
We hope that we will all be like what's described in Psalm 126.
是我们今天背诵的经文。
And that's also our memory verse.
耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像蓝地的河水复流。
O Lord, bring back our captivities like streams in the Negev.
我们一起同声的读一遍，好吗？
Let's read it together, verse 4.
耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像蓝地的河水复流。弟兄姊妹，你里面枯干吗？
Are you feeling dry?
你觉得最近没有像从前那么滋润，那么喜乐吗？
You don't feel as joyful as before?
水为什么枯干了呢？
Why are our streams drying out?
弟兄姊妹，让我们都起来祷告。
Let's all raise up and pray.
耶和华，
O Lord,
求你使我们被掳的人都归回。
Bring back our captives.
我们不仅仅歌唱来到锡安。
Not only that we sing joyful songs to Zion,
也让蓝地的河水复流。
Restores the streams.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。